Hello, Mr. and Mrs. Brookings Harbor and all the fishing boats at sea. I'm Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
And this is the Insider Report.
So let your ears do the walking as we fill you in on what's going on in the Brookings Harbor area and beyond.
Well, hello, and welcome to this week's show that keeps you in the know. Hey, you Kat, how you doing? Did you have a good weekend?
Hey, you Bruce. Yeah, the weekend was pretty good. I went over to my mom's house, and she's got this lovely ivy bower that's right in front of her front porch, but the winter rains have made it sprout, so I got out the hedge clippers and trimmed it down to size, and my arms are feeling it today.
Oh, yeah.
But it was definitely worth it. Looks much more bright and sunny over there.
Yeah, well, I'm loving the sun, and that's all groovy. It's just one thing about the rain. Don't have to do yard work, but hey, now it's back on, so it's mowing and doing the whole thing. I got like 5 yards I do here at the park, and whew, boy, just fitting them in between and everything like that. But yeah. So we didn't do much this weekend. It was overcast all weekend, but played outside a little bit with Little Prince and watched NASCAR as usual and all that good stuff. So didn't do much. It was kind of paper week. So I'm, get all caught up and everything so I can get the paper going.
Busy.
The inside ready to rock and roll. So but that was it. So I hope everybody out there went and did something, because everything was open, I guess, this last weekend. So things were happening, and the play happened. It was the last weekend for the play. So there we go on that. Yeah. So I hope everybody got out there and did something this last weekend and had some fun. And I guess we get going on. Before we get going, I'd like to thank the Oregon South Coast Fishermen, otherwise known as the Castaways, for sponsoring the Insider Report. That's right. And if you'd like to sponsor one of our fine shows or the Insider Report, all you got to do is go to kciw.org and you will be on your way to getting your business name, your name, whatever, announced out there on the radio. That's right. Hey, and speaking of this, the Castaways, we just happen to have one of the Castaways with us here. Mr. David Keene is with us today. Hey, Brother David, how you doing?
Oh, doing great, Bruce. Glad to be on the show. Nice to see Kat and the gang, for sure.
Yeah. So you got a...
Good to see you,
too.
Yeah,
you got a fishing report for us there, boss?
I do. Firsthand, I was able to get on the ocean yesterday with quite a few other boats, by the way, over the weekend, and had some good fishing for bottom fish, so... Leading into that, bottom fishing is open. When you can get out there, you can keep 6 rockfish and 2 lingcod. And so the bite's been pretty good. So I've been bringing home some nice fillets for the family. So that's been good. But the big hot news right now is the recreational salmon season for our zone, which is the KMZ, means Klamath Management Zone, off our coast. Well, the season was set just a few days ago, so we are going to have a salmon season, and I'm going to tell you right now about it. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Right. People want to hear that.
All right. Yes, it's exciting. We're finally going to have a coho season this year. It's an unprecedented amount of coho that are supposedly in the ocean, 1.6 million of them, which is the largest forecast in over 2 decades. So coho are the silver salmon. And we'll have a season from June 12th all the way to August 28th, or until the attainment of 120,000 coho quota is met. It is only hatchery. You can only keep a hatchery coho. And you tell a hatchery fish from the adipose fin, which is a fin on the top of the fish near the tail, when that's clipped, that makes it a hatchery fish. So that's how you can tell the difference. If it has a full fin back there, it's a wild fish. Can't keep that one. But we'll be able to keep the hatchery coho. So that's exciting. June 12th through August 28th. Then we'll talk Chinook, which are the king salmon. Our season for them will be June 19th to August 15th. So we're looking forward to a real nice full salmon season for the summer. And that brings in a lot of tourism to our place here in Brookings. Good for our economy as well. Surf perch fishing is good right now. But of course, when you're down at the beach, you want to be careful. Don't turn your back on the waves, because, we are known for having sneaker waves hit us occasionally. So you got to be careful there. And
you
then
could end up out there with your bait.
Yeah, exactly. And that's happened before to people. Yeah, for sure. And the last thing I have is that the Pacific halibut season will open soon, May 1st. And that'll go all the way to October 1st. So we got some real exciting stuff coming up fish-wise.
So just go catch a fish for the halibut, huh?
I like it. Where's your dong or some kind of bell you ring on that one?
There we go.
But anyway, okay. Good to see you. And
yeah,
my
great.
Report.
So. Thank you so much. So we'll probably hear from you in a couple more weeks where there'll be some more going on then. All right.
Absolutely.
Good deal. Mm-hmm. And you got to watch out for them cabazons still, right? Because they'll make you think that they're link caught.
Good job. Yep, that's right. Yeah, in fact, okay. I caught one yesterday. I had to kick it loose because you can't keep a cabazon until July 1st.
Ah, there you go. Okay, good deal. All right. Well, thanks a lot, David. It's always good to hear from you and the castaways. Absolutely.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you, Kat. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, well, before we get going, now it's time for Cat's Corner with Catelyn Temple.
This weekend, the new crime drama miniseries Mayor of Easttown, starring Kate Winslet, premiered on HBO. I stayed up late on a Sunday to catch the first episode, and if the series continues on the slow burn pace it's set, I'd urge any TV mystery buffs listening in to tune in as well. Winslet plays Mayor Sheehan, a detective in the Pennsylvania hamlet of Easttown. Mayor's lived in Easttown all her life, and her decades-long career on the police force has always been overshadowed by a championship-winning shot she made in a high school basketball game 25 years ago. While it quickly becomes evident that Mayor clings more to the prestige of that victory than she cares to admit, she hates the nickname she earned in that storied game, Lady Hawk, with a passion. Though Mayor is high-functioning during the day, she drinks too much at night, and her family is worn sick of her jaded attitude toward her job and the community she serves. When a teenage mother turns up dead, Mayor is forced to reckon with the personal and professional pressures that are pulling her under, and to decide whether she is capable of being the true hero that her small town expects her to be. The first episode was compelling, featuring relatable characters that nail the interpersonal nuances of small town life. Winslet, in the full blossom of middle age, plays a woman who looks and acts as tired and fed up as I'm sure many of us feel these days, especially after a year in lockdown. Winslet has said in interviews that she considers her transition to her 40s and 50s to be one of the high points of her career. And seeing echoes of my own fatigue reflecting back at me, a woman with no time or patience for the male gaze, running on an average of 5 hours of sleep at night, pulled taut between the demands of her career and the demands of her family, I can see why she may find freedom in setting aside the aesthetics of youth. Maturity suits Winslet well, and she embraces it with a matter-of-factness that is still unfortunately rare in female characters below the retirement age. If you've enjoyed other recent crime dramas like Netflix's Unbelievable or HBO's 2017 miniseries hit Sharp Objects, Mayor of Easttown will be right up your alley. Its eastern seaboard setting is far away enough to feel like an escape, but gritty enough to keep your feet grounded on the earth below. Mayor of Easttown airs on Sundays on HBO and is currently available for streaming.
All right. Good stuff. All right. Yay. Nothing
like a little murder mystery.
Yeah, a little murder mystery in your life there. Yeah. Always good for one. Hey, before we get on with the rest of the show, I just want to say that due to the circumstances, events are subject to canceling and are following the guidelines required, such as masks and social distancing.
Mm-hmm. And there is an Oregon Helpers Wellness Room available. It's hosted by Lines for Life. This happens every weekday, Monday through Friday, from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. It is a Zoom meeting, and you can find a link to that at linesforlife.org/helpers. This is a safe space for Oregon helpers to breathe out stress and breathe in hope. If you're an essential worker, you work in healthcare, behavioral health, or social services, then this space is for you.
Oh, yeah. And then Letting Go with Guy Finley Q&A. These inspiring free live talks on being fearless, free, and fulfilling your higher life purpose. You can listen to Guy on Wednesdays and Fridays at 7 p.m. and on Sundays at 9:30 a.m. You just go to guyfinley.org/letgo. Mm-hmm.
And now it's time for some funny stuff with Cousin Bruce.
Yeah, here's some good stuff from comedian Robin Williams. He says the game of cricket is basically baseball on Valium. If it's the psychic network, why do they need a phone number? And he says, I want to thank my father, the man who said when I said I wanted to be an actor, he said, wonderful, just have a backup profession like maybe welding. And he said, some are born great, some achieve greatness, some get it as a graduation gift. Hope you enjoyed this week's funny stuff from Robin Williams with Cousin Bruce. Till next time, keep smiling. Oh, yeah.
All right. And
always some good ones from Robin.
I know. I miss him. Well, the Whimsical Griffin at 615 Checo Avenue has a Friday night game night every week. It features Dungeons and Dragons, Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, etc., etc., because game nights are open to all games. Keep in mind, at the moment, only 4 people are allowed at a time, so you must RSVP at the Whimsical Griffin Facebook page.
Oh, yeah. Hey, and then we got the free lunch schedule going on. You can get a hot meal at these locations during the week. St. Timothy's Episcopal Church serves from 12 to 1 p.m. Friday through Tuesday weekly. And then Star of the Sea Catholic Church serves lunch 12 to 1 on Wednesday. And Brookings Presbyterian Church serves on Thursday. And, of course, volunteers and donations are always welcome.
Mm-hmm. And we have a schedule here for Tiger Lily, playing Wednesdays from 12 to 2 at the Farmer's Market, Saturdays from 11 to 2 at Compass Rose, and then on Sundays from 1 to 5, he plays at Wildwood Multifarious Goods.
Oh, yeah, the old Mrow. That's
right. I'd bring that back. It's time.
That's good, yeah. Hey, the SWOC GED online classes for 2021, Southwestern Oregon Community College is offering free GED and adult basic education classes online spring term 2021. These classes prepare individuals to take the GED pro exam and update skills to enroll in college or career training programs. Students enrolled in these classes can build a pipeline to enter college, training programs, and jobs in high-demand career areas. There will be 3 options for the GED and adult basic education classes. Morning GED class is Monday through Thursday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. The afternoon GED class is Monday through Thursday from 12 to 2. And then the evening GED class is Tuesday through Thursday from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. All classes will be live via Zoom during their scheduled times. Spring term starts March 29th, 2021 and ends on June 11th, 2021. To register for orientation and classes, please email adult and pre-college education at llcinfo@socc.edu.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, and now it's time for a bit of weird history with Bushwhacker Bruce.
Right. G'day, Kat. G'day, mates. Bushwhacker Bruce here, and welcome to this week's bit of weird history for your knowledge pleasure. Did you know that a lawyer accidentally shot himself while defending a client? It's true, and here's the story. On Christmas Eve 1870, a fight broke out in a private card-playing room in Hamilton, Ohio. 5 men broke into the room, and chaos ensued. As a man named Myers drew his pistol, witnesses claimed a shot was heard. He managed to fire off a few rounds before dropping dead in his seat. Despite it being a whirlwind of confusion as gamblers were fighting each other and trying to escape, witnesses were confident that Myers was shot and killed by a man named McGeehan, as he was one of the 5 men who burst into the bar and initiated the fight. Locals also seemingly recalled that he and Myers were, in fact, well-known enemies. Well, nearing the end of the trial, a lawyer named Vallandigham decided to test out a theory of how the shooting had occurred. He believed that the victim had most likely shot himself in the abdomen as he drew his gun while rising to stand up. Using a piece of muslin, he shot a couple of rounds of his pistol at a point-blank range to investigate the residue it would leave. Satisfied with his experiment, he returned to his hotel room, where he was given a package containing Myers' gun, which had been unloaded for him. He took the parcel and laid the gun down on the table, where he also happened to lay down his own personal pistol that he had just used in his experiment. Well, he and his associates began to discuss the case and their defense, as they would be delivering their closing argument the next day. Well, Vallandigham excitedly told them about his idea, and he decided it was best to show the demonstration beforehand. He grabbed the pistol, stuck it in his pocket, and reenacted the scene of the bar fight where Myers struggled to pull out of his gun. Then, after a loud bang, the lawyer fell to the floor. As it turns out, Vallandigham had not grabbed Myers' gun, but his own, which still had a few bullets left in it from his earlier shooting practice. Clement Vallandigham unintentionally shot himself in the abdomen, trying to prove his defendant's case. And even though he paid the ultimate price, Vladingham's theory proved correct, and his defendant, McGeehan, was cleared of all charges and released from custody. Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Bit of Weird History with yours truly, Bushwhacker Bruce. Until next time, keep it real, but always keep it weird. That's pretty strange right there, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Above and beyond the Call of Duty.
That is the worst way to clear someone of murder.
I'm telling you, above and beyond the Call of Duty, but woo.
It's a little too above and beyond.
Yeah, paid the price.
Okay. Well, we have a music schedule here from Chris and Wendy. They're playing Saturday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. at Fireside Grill.
Yeah, it's a little Elmer Fudd there in the morning. Hey, you want to help KCIW get their antenna / tower up? You want to be a part of KCIW history? Well, you can very easily. KCIW would like you to help them get a new tower and antenna up and running. For just a small donation, you can help make that happen. It's just 10 bucks an inch. That's right, 10 bucks an inch. With your generous contribution, you can help ensure that KCIW, with its unique local programming, will be here to stay. How can you help, you might inquire? Well, I'm glad you did. It's easy. You just go to kciw.org and click the antenna icon, and you will be on your way to helping out in a wonderful cause. KCIW is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. That means this could also be a tax deduction for you. Become a part of the team and watch a new tower grow inch by inch, foot by foot, and yard by yard. Be sure to tell your friends so they can also be a part of the magic that is KCIW 100.7 FM. As well. Okay.
And we have an announcement here from Festival of Art in the Park. Festival of Art in the Park is running August 7th through 8th, and it's accepting applications through May 15th. Vendor space is limited, and they have been delighted with the number of applications they've already received, but there is still room for more artists, food vendors, and crafters. You can visit their website, www.manlyartcenter.com, or you can go to their Facebook page for more information.
Yeah, that's right. And the Seed to Supper virtual gardening class is happening here on the 20th at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Tickets are at one.facebook.com/one.php. Seed to Supper, a free 6-week virtual class series for beginners' guide to low-cost vegetable gardening, teaches participants the tools they need to start a garden and grow their food on a budget. They will have 2 1-hour sessions weekly with the gardening class on Tuesday and a Q&A opportunity and time to share the tips on Thursdays. And gardeners of all abilities are welcome.
Awesome. Hey, there's a free paint night coming up. The theme of it is Beach Love. It's a free online event on the 22nd of April from 4 to 6 p.m. You can join Vera Malitskaya live on YouTube for some painting fun. Supplies needed are canvas of any size or media art paper, acrylic paints of primary yellow, blue, red, and black and white. You'll also need a few brushes, large flat or round, medium square or round, and a small detailed brush. Please bring a water cup and paper towel as well. You can buy your supplies anywhere you want, or you can use what you have at home. To join, you can go to the link at www.utu.be/ZALM. Subscribe to the channel Artist Palace Durham on YouTube to be notified when they go live.
That's right. Hey, the Inateca is going to be presenting live music with Black GTO. This is happening on the 23rd at 7 p.m.
And the Checo Brewing Company is going to be hosting music by Lon Goddard on the 24th at 5:30 p.m.
That's right. And the Artist Palette Durham Region presents Free Paint Night on YouTube again. This is Wisteria on the Pond. This is an online event at youtu.be. This is happening on the 30th from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Paint along with Liesl and learn step-by-step how to create a serene scene. Bring your canvas / media art paper, a large round / mop, or large flat medium size 4 round or flat, and a detailed brush size 0.2. Hey, all you artsy people out there, I know what I'm talking about. There you go. Acrylic paints of primary colors, Let's see, phthalo blue, cadmium, bright red or bright yellow, and black and white. Water cup and a paper towel like you did the last one. To check out more events, you can go to artistspalettedurham.com or visit their Facebook page, Artists Palette Durham Region.
Okay, and we have some more music here going on. We have Jim Beam presents Live from the Inside Blue Rodeo. This is an online event, and you can find tickets at on.livefrominside.ca. On the 30th, this is scheduled for the 30th, the pre-show begins at 5:30 p.m. The show itself starts at 6 p.m. Blue Rodeo is one of Canada's most iconic bands. In the 30 years since forming, they have sold over 4 million albums, won countless Juno Awards, been inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame, received a star on Canada's Walk of Fame, been named to the Order of Canada, and have been honored with the Governor General's Performing Arts Award. Again, this is on Friday, April 30th. You can tune in and get lost together when the band performs a full production concert live from the Danforth Music Hall in Toronto.
Yeah, and then we got a gypsy schedule to finish off the month on the 30th. They'll have their monthly meditation with Reverend Redtail, 6 p.m. at Gypsies. Donations only. For fees, reservations, and information, you can call 541-813-1882 or email kidstubs.ks@gmail.com. Hey, we got a little shout out to support local businesses here.
Yeah, we'll start first with Bud Bros Dispensary, Harbor Tattoo, and the 101 Bar and Grill.
Yeah, and then we got Poncho's Mexican Restaurant, Slugs and Stones and Ice Cream Cones, and the South Coast Humane Society Thrift Store. Hey, remember to shop local, support them small businesses. Mm-hmm. Well, that's it. We're out of information. That's all done. We had a guest on and everything. Before we get going, I want to give a shout out to our fearless producers, Rose Rice and Tom, for all the great work making us look and sound good on the radio. That's it. We got no more. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this week's Insider Report, and make sure and check out all the other great shows on the station that has the pulse of Brookings Harbor and beyond, KCIW 100.7 FM. And tune into the Magical Musical History Tour this week as I pay tribute to the fabulous Andrews sisters, old Patty, Laverne, and Maxine. You can see schedule for days and times and check out the other great programs, including the Insider Report on kciw.org. Hey, if you missed any part of this program and you want to check out last week's show, you can catch it by going to kciw.org and downloading the podcast. Until next week, this is Cousin Bruce Ellis.
And I'm Kat Temple.
Signing off, keep it real and spread the love and the peace every chance you get. And hey,
we'll see you out there. Bam!
All right. Boom, shot.
For music credits for the preceding show, go to kciw.org/credits.